a dua that very much, or to a great extent, people are negligent of, the dua when wearing a garment. Dua when wearing a garment, or dua when wearing a new garment. There is a dua that has been taught to us by the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let's look at the dua when wearing a new garment. Muaz bin Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that whoever reads the following dua when wearing a new garment will be pardoned for all his past and previous sins. Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwah. All praise to Allah who has clothed me in this garment and has granted it to me without any effort or struggle on my behalf. Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwah. Sayyidina Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would wear a new garment, he would mention its name, the turban, the qamis, the lungi, and read the following dua. Allahumma lakal hamdu anta kasawtanihi as'aluka min khayrihi wa khayri ma suni'a lahu wa a'udhu bika min sharrihi wa sharri ma suni'a lahu. All praise to Allah, you have clothed me in this garment, and I ask you to grant me the goodness of this and the good purpose which it was created for, and I beg you to save me from the evil and the evil purpose for which it is used. So Nabi Salsam would mention the garment. Nabi Salsam would say, Allah, you've clothed me in this kameez, or in this turban, or in this lungi, or in the sheet. So in that way, Nabi Salsam would really literally mention it. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, once purchased a garment worth 3 dirhams, and he read the following dua. Alhamdulillah alladhi razaqani من الرياش ما أتجمل به في الناس وأواري به أورتي. It all praise to Allah who had given me this elegant garment to which I adorn myself amongst people and I'm able to conceal my sitter. Thereafter he remarked that he heard Nabi Salsam reciting the same dua. So that's another dua that we could recite. Sayyidina Salim rahimahumullah narrates that his father Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, that Nabi Salsam saw Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wearing a garment and inquired if it was a washed garment or a new garment, and Umar radiallahu anhu informed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that it was a washed garment, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said to him, ilbas jadidan wa ish hamidan wa mut shahidan. Ilbas jadidan wa ish hamidan wa mut shahidan. That wear new garments, live a pleasant life and die as a martyr. And this is in Ibn Majah. What a beautiful dua. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, when he's seen, he kept a very close eye on the Sahaba, and when he's seen things that were different, he commented about it. Sayyidina Ummi Khalid radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received some clothing, and amongst them was a very small, beautiful, striped black or embroidered black cloth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called me, that is Ummu Khalid, and put the cloth on for Ummu Khalid, and then said, Ibli ukhliqi, wear it until it's worn out, wear it until it's worn out. So these are some of the du'as that we need to recite when removing a garment. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Salsam said, the veil between the eyes of the jinn and the sitter of human beings is the following du'a. It should be read when a person intends removing the garment. Bismillahilladhi la ilaha illahu. Bismillahilladhi la ilaha illahu. In the name of Allah, besides whom there is no other God. And this is recorded in Ibn As-Sunani. So all of this, so what we've been sharing with you is from the book, The Sublime Conduct of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dua when wearing your clothing as well as when removing the clothing.